We're talking with Dennis Balthizer. Dennis, the last time I had you on from Roswell, we were talking about someplace pretty far from Roswell, and that was Egypt.
Yes, we were.
And what's happening there? With the pyramid thing.
Two of our researchers are going over in January, Stephen Mueller and Chris Dunn. They're going back over to do some more research and see what they can find out again. But we're pretty well convinced now that the pyramids and the Sphinx are much older than the Egyptians have told us and want us to believe. I don't know if you saw the special that was on a few months ago on Fox, where they opened up, went up in that shaft, and then there was a door there. They drilled a hole through it, mm-hmm. put a camera in, found another door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe for a minute that that was live television. First of all, that was a two-hour special, and all the hype evolved around a 30-second segment at the end of the show when they went through there with the camera, and what they found was another door. Christopher Dunn believes that he can see a vertical shaft by that door, which he suspects runs all the way down the pyramid vertically into the bedrock. And Christopher is one of our researchers that puts a lot of confidence in the fact that the pyramids were not built as tombs for pharaohs, but rather as energy sources. So they're going to do some more checking on that. He has spent, Joe Parr has spent two nights on top of the pyramid in 97 and 99. He actually spent the night on top and did a lot of magnetic and a lot of radioactivity testing, and he has found that there is a bubble that surrounds the pyramid, which is an energy field. The Russians have done quite a bit of research and have come up with some stuff on some pyramids that they built, where agriculture seeds that are put in a pyramid for 1 to 5 days produce 30 to 50% more product than others do. Water doesn't freeze at 40 below zero. There's just a whole lot of unanswered questions, but we're convinced that the pyramids were not built by the Egyptians for burial tombs for pharaohs, or at least not the Three of Giza.
Interesting. We've talked in great detail about the pyramids. And, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about, you're quite an expert on subterranean bases as well. At least you've done some research on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be, every week on our filers report on the sightings, there seems to be an object coming out of the water someplace underwater.
Yeah.
And there's a guy out in Oregon that seems to have a bunch of UFOs flying into the base of a mountain, which sounds to me like a subterranean base, perhaps.
Actually, we found out that the military and the government had some of these during the terrorist attack 9/11 last year, because Vice President Cheney and the leaders of the Congress, the Senate, went to the underground facility under the east wing of the White House during the attacks. And then President Bush, who is in Air Force One with some of the media, stopped in Nebraska and went underground at the Strategic Air Command there for a short while before he returned to Washington. Now, we found out that Greenbrier, which is located in Virginia and was the underground facility for Congress and the Senate, has been, apparently the secrecy has been revealed, because they no longer use it and have it open for tours to the public now, which indicates to me that they have a new facility somewhere. And then there's the one at Raven Rock, Pennsylvania, which is the underground Pentagon that's hooked directly to all the military bases around the world and things like that. So we have active underground facilities that are still being used. The NORAD site up in the Cheyenne in Colorado and the Cheyenne Mountain is no longer open for tours to the public, because they said because of the terrorists threat, which I can understand, but that thing is still in full force and employs over 1,000 people, 1,700 feet underground.
Mm-hmm. Subterranean bases are reality, no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a picture of one of the underground boring machines that has the United States Air Force insignia on it, so we know the Pentagon owns at least one of them. and that one can drill a hole about 25 feet in diameter.
Well, now, we're about out of time here, Dennis, but before I let you go, I guess in summary on the Roswell newest publicity, there's still witnesses coming up. You've been investigating it for 7 years, and people are coming up with witnesses that you had not come across before.
That's right, and what we're really hopeful of is because of the age of these guys that were involved.
They may start talking now.
Well, we're hoping we get deathbed confessions, if nothing else. One of them that did talk the other night said he had never talked about it, but he's decided now that it's time. And I can fully understand that. Why they don't, because I've been through this with some that I've called where they deny that they were ever here, and that's mainly because they don't want to lose their retirement or they're concerned about their own safety or their family's safety.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what it comes down to, Jerry, is if we're violating national security by researching this, then it definitely wasn't a weather balloon, and we'd like to know what it was.
Dennis Balthizer, what's next in your life? Just continuing along with your three, not that you don't have enough projects already, but I...
Well, I'm going to spend the week with my granddaughter, for one thing.
Well, that'll be good. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Why not?
Yeah, and then I've got the Kiwanis Club down in Carlsbad, New Mexico, has invited me down there, I think December 13th. I'm going to have a new editorial coming out probably in January where I'm going to talk about other things than Roswell, than the UFO thing involving Roswell, because a lot of people go to my website, and then I'd like to put some information on there on what there is to see in southeast New Mexico and list some of the places that they can go if they come to Roswell.
Well, that's interesting. We look forward to that one coming out.
Good.
As far as you know, your website, it's growing and continuing along, and people need to check it out regularly.
They do. We update it, and we have a scrolling banner at the bottom where we put lectures or editorials or breaking news on, and we have you linked to our site also, and there's a lot of other good links on there if people are interested in either underground bases, Area 51, Roswell, or the pyramids.
The lectures always interest me. How do they get a hold of you? I guess through the website there's a way.
They go through the website, and got my phone number. I have a listed phone number where people can call me because my phone is tapped and my email's monitored. That's a game they play, but they have nothing better to do than that. I don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So if people want to call me, they can call me directly. And I don't want to say I'm cheap, but I'm reasonable. My objective is to get information out to the public the best way I can, be it through lectures or editorials or radio interviews or whatever, because I think it's just so important that people be informed. The latest Roper survey that came out a few weeks ago indicated 70% of the American public believe that UFOs exist, and 62% think that the government's not telling us all they know. So I think politicians should pay attention to those percentages, because those are higher than they get elected by.
Dennis Balthizer, thanks a lot for being on tonight.
My pleasure, Jerry.